Now, are you happy with your smile? The Oral Health Foundation is currently running National Smile Month, and it's a charity campaign that engages everybody about the importance of good oral health and the benefits of a healthy smile. To coincide with this, the charity and Oral-B have commissioned research to explore children's toothbrushing habits in the UK. Because according to the research, dental disease in children remains at unacceptable levels, especially as most cases are entirely preventable. And while sugar consumption is the root of the problem, toothbrushing and home oral hygiene routines have also been identified as a major cause for concern. So where are we going wrong and how can we improve things? I'm joined now by Professor Liz Kay, MBE, who's president of leading charity, the Oral Health Foundation, and also by Dr. Eucheina Okoye, who's Oral-B Smile Director and the country's best-known cosmetic dental expert and Channel 4 celebrity dentist. Hello.
Hello.
Now, that was a big build-up.
Thank you.
So, looking at the research, I mean, it seems quite disturbing because we've talked about this before, and these levels are far too high, aren't they, in children?
Hugely so. I find it quite insane that in this day and age, you know, 12% of under three-year-olds already showing signs of tooth decay. I mean, the teeth haven't been there for that long. So something's going wrong. You know, we really have to work harder at educating parents and just making a difference, because this is all completely preventable.
And there's two ways of preventing it. It's Liz here, by the way. There's two things you can do. You're absolutely right. One is sugar. It's the frequency with which sugar is put into the mouth that matters. And the other thing is fluoride in toothpaste. And what fluoride does is kind of give a coat of armour to your teeth. So when the sugar attacks come, they've got a bit of defence. But it's sugar's the cause. Fluoride helps fight that off. So it's a two-pronged attack.
And I don't think we're really aware, are we, of you know, we have something to drink that's got sugar in it, or we have something to eat, how long that actually lingers on the teeth.
Mm. That's right. You get a great big acid dip, and it takes about 40 minutes, an hour, until it comes back up. So if you have another sip within that 40 minutes, that acid level stays below the critical point, in some cases all day. And that's when we, Eucheina and I, end up seeing children who need all their teeth taken out at the age of six because their teeth have just been bathed in sugar from morning till night.
We'll look at some of the tips for improving things in a minute, but I just wanted to cover more the importance of good oral hygiene, because, A, for one thing, this can have a knock-on effect in your teens, can't it, if your teeth are unhealthy when you're young?
Absolutely, absolutely. What your teeth are like when you're little, three, four and five, is an absolutely the best predictor we've got of what they'll look like when you're 14, 15, 16.
And I think this is a really important message to get out, because there's this whole idea, oh, it's just baby teeth, they don't really matter. So we tend to take them for granted. You know, if you get a cavity, oh, it doesn't matter, as long as the adult teeth is okay. But as Liz said, it's an indication of what's going to happen when you're an adult. And also just building up good habits, because we now know that, you know, it's those same bacteria causing tooth decay and cavities cause gum disease. Gum disease is linked to so many things that impact your health, heart disease, diabetes, even Alzheimer's. So literally starting young and just protecting the mouth from all these things it's more than just teeth. It's holistic. It's the whole of you.
Yeah, the habits that children gain when they're two and three are the ones that will stay with them for the rest of their lives, and in this case, will protect them for the rest of their lives.
No, I mean, I sympathise with parents, because on the one hand, parents really need to stick at this. But I mean, I was a nightmare child when it came to cleaning teeth. You know, I used to make noises in the bathroom as if I was cleaning my teeth.
But not do it.
No, and I used to do stuff like that. And then I actually won the Happy Smile mug for the competition for the best smile. And my mum had a real difficulty getting me to clean my teeth.
I got all that effort to make the noise, but not to actually do it. But I can really relate because I've got a three-year-old and she's learnt that, you know, or she had learnt, clamp your teeth shut. There's nothing I could do. I mean, I could not get it. It was like a vice. And so the thing that has saved me is the Oral-B electric toothbrush. And they've got this fabulous range with different Disney characters. So she's chosen one. She loves using it. Combine it with the Magic Timer app. So the songs last about 2 minutes, which is how long we want kids brushing. And literally, you know, she's reminding me it's time to brush her teeth. And I literally have to, like, you know, we need to stop now. We need to stop that. And how cool is that? Whereas before, my heart would sink because I knew that there was a battle, you know, about to commence.
So Eugenia's cracked it because she's found a way of making it fun. And that's, I think, the turnaround that we're looking for, is that looking after your teeth is a good, positive, fun thing to do, not something that's boring that you hide in the bathroom and make strange noises.
Well, the thing is as well, the confidence aspect shouldn't ever be underestimated. I mean, how many people are actually embarrassed about their smile, would you think?
Our survey showed that about a third of our 12-year-olds are embarrassed to smile or laugh because of the condition of their teeth. Isn't that awful? What's nicer than a beaming 12-year-old, and yet some of them can't do it? Mm. And then when you connect that with mental health issues, bullying, etc., etc., etc. So protecting your children's teeth when they're little is a big protection across the board for the rest of their lives.
And I suppose if you protect the teeth when the kids are younger, then there's less need for even perhaps cosmetic dental work later on.
That's absolutely right. Sorry, Eugenia. That's absolutely right. The baby teeth, as well as being important in themselves, are placeholders for the adult teeth. Mm. And if you lose baby teeth early, you will get problems and a need for orthodontic treatment later.
You suddenly start finding canine teeth coming out of palates and places they've got no business being. And these are difficult things to fix. And again, it just, you know, prolongs that fear of going to the dentist. You want the visit to the dentist to be, I mean, maybe, you know, I'm making it's unrealistic, but going to Funfair or, you know, or something that isn't fearful and isn't something to be dreaded, that they should have fun.
I'm sure your patients have said it to you, Eugenia, because they've certainly said it to me, that you can make it so that your patients say to you, I look forward to coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids enjoy coming.
It's true.
I would love to be able to say that. Now, it's National Smile Month, and I should say as well, I actually managed to knock my two front teeth out when I was about four, so I didn't have to brush them for many years. And my first school photographs have no front teeth. So there you go. Talk about lack of confidence.
So you understand, don't you, that covering your mouth? Yeah.
So the National Smile Month, where can we get more information on what's going on?
Okay, the smilemonth.org, which will give you all the information you need about all the activities that individuals and communities can get involved in. And there's also dentalhealth.org, which is the website for the Oral Health Foundation, and there's a number for a helpline there.
And for kids, to get some fun facts on, you know, teaching them to brush and keeping them engaged, you can go on to oralb.co.uk.
Professor Liz Kay and Dr. Eugenia Okoye, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Cheers, thanks.
Thank you.